听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 5B, Recruitment. Listening.
Good afternoon, my name's Guy Kirkwood, and I'm here to tell you a little bit today about how the executive search process works. Now, in Europe, the executive search industry is worth $10 billion a year, with a lot of that business being conducted in the UK. UK recruiters basically use one of four methods. There's agency recruitment, advertising selection, which is advertising in newspapers, a combination of selection and search, and at the top end, executive search, otherwise known as headhunting. The executive search market is particularly prevalent in areas where market growth has been driven by skill shortages in client companies who are in a constant process of change. This is particularly the case in the finance, consulting and IT sectors, for example. There is a fairly standard operating procedure for the delivery of headhunting assignments. It begins with a client giving a headhunter exclusive instruction and a brief to fill a vacancy. The headhunter's first task is to target potential companies, then individuals within those companies, either through desk research or through extensive contact networks. The headhunter then speaks to those individuals who match the specified criteria closely and are most appropriate for the job in question. The headhunter then meets a number of potential candidates, either at their own offices or at a neutral location. Of course, these meetings have to be arranged and held with the utmost discretion. The headhunter then puts together the curriculum vitae and presents his findings to the client. At this meeting, the client is given a short list of about 8 candidates and selects 3 or 4 of them for interview. This number gives a good chance of a successful candidate being hired. The candidates then go through the client's own interview procedure, possibly along with other candidates that applied directly to the company in response to an advertisement. Afterwards, the headhunter gives professional advice to both sides and facilitates the offer process to make sure that the whole assignment ends with a successful hire. As for remuneration, the headhunter will receive a proportion, usually about 30%, of the first annual salary of the person appointed. When a search company has been given an exclusive instruction to fill a vacancy, payment is normally billed in 3 instalments. First of all, a retainer, then a second instalment upon submission of the shortlist, and finally, a completion fee when the appointee starts with the client. Now, the advantage of a good headhunter is that he can provide a clear understanding of the business environment, the client's activities, their strengths and weaknesses, and those of their rivals. This kind of comprehensive information can only be obtained through painstaking detective work, a close relationship with the key players in the industry, and an international presence. Headhunting is considered by many to be a black art at best, unethical at worst. Yet, at its highest levels, search is time and cost efficient and provides a client with commercially sensitive information which would be otherwise unavailable. It targets those people who are happy in their current position, motivated, and able to consistently deliver top performance. In other words, just the people who can benefit the client's growth plans and who cannot be accessed in any other way.
Exam focus. Speaking test. Model answers. Unit 5B. 1 minute talk. How to fill a key vacancy.
In order to fill a key vacancy, a company will usually follow the same standard procedure. It will begin by producing an accurate job description of what it would like the successful candidate to do. From this, it can then produce a profile of this ideal candidate, which is a list of skills, experience, attributes, and so on. Having produced this profile, the company must then decide on the best recruitment method to capture a candidate with this profile. This might be an internal advertisement or an external advertisement in a newspaper, on the internet, say, even an agency or perhaps a headhunter. Having decided on the best recruitment method, the advertisements are then placed, or the headhunter contacted, and a list of candidates will be then drawn up to be put through the company's recruitment processes. This might be interviews, psychometric tests, or even handwriting analysis. This will then produce the ideal candidate for the company. The company will then have to negotiate terms with this candidate, and hopefully this will result in terms which are both affordable for the company and attractive enough to get the candidate they want.
Unit 5B. 1 minute talk. the importance of having a good CV.
Well, in my opinion, you can never underestimate the importance of having a good CV. In the majority of cases, your CV is the employer's first impression of you, your first chance to impress your potential employer, let's say. It is the essential illustration of your suitability for the job, showing how your skills and experience match your employer's requirements. But more than that, it shows your ability to summarize, prioritize, and present information effectively, essential skills in today's job market. It also shows your linguistic and communicative abilities. Even though employers these days use a variety of selection techniques, such as analyzing your handwriting, a good CV is still the single most important part of any application.